That's our champion of the day for today, Mr. Dion, the Sound's Lonely Teenager, another of his big hits. Incidentally, our champion of the day tomorrow shall be Patrick Boone, and you'll be hearing many goodies on the weedy portion of the champion of the day, Pat Boone, segment tomorrow. It's quarter before the hour of four. Mr. and Mrs. J.F. Karp at 653 East Yale out in Ontario better be preparing the pet food for your dog, cat, and bird. In less than five, we'll feed them all.
Powerful.
Smooth. Chevrolet for 63. Four entirely different cars. Luxurious full-size Impalas, Bel Airs, and Biscaynes. Trim new Chevy 2s. Fun to drive Corvairs and Monzas. Chevrolet for 63. Proudly displayed now at your Southern California Chevrolet dealer.
Now on the Gene Weed program at KFWB, the Fleetwood sing Lovers by Night and Strangers by Day.
Darling, hold my hand. Let me know that you understand. Be secretly lovers by night, strangers by day, till the time you can be in my arms endlessly. Lovers by night, strangers by day.
By night, strangers by day. It's a pretty song and a pretty title and a nice bunch of people doing it for us at Channel 88, the Fleetwoods, and the sounds of Lovers by Night, Strangers by Day. 11 before the hour of 4, now 68 degrees in L.A., working to the overnight low prognosticated by the weatherman to be about 62 degrees. And time for us now to go to that kennel for you. The moo of the cow and the chirp of the bird and the whole routine as we call for the pets of Mr. and Mrs. J.F. Karp, 653 East Yale in Ontario, says, got a dog, Weedy, whose name is Tobias Peabody Karp. Just call him Toby. A putty tat whose name is Padriac Ezra Karp. We call him Paddy. And a bird whose name is Joseph Eugene Karp, nicknamed Joey. They're all KFW being fed now. Weedy would love to help with your pet feeding problems. Why not drop a card to Gene, Pets Weed, KFWB, Hollywood 28. Include the name of your pet, what kind of pet, and any vital statistics you'd like to have mentioned as I call Toby, Paddy, and Joey. And let's call Johnny McRae for this Dow Ditty Dow Dow.
Well, I wrote a song 10 years ago.
send it to New York City. It came back in a month or so with a note that wasn't too pretty. The man said, this is really junk, strictly for the hicks. Don't send us no more country songs, keep them down there in the sticks. 10 years went by, I never quit, I sang it constantly. Then just last week I sent it down to Nashville, Tennessee. In a matter of days, an answer came from a feller named Chet. He said, congratulations, boy, you got yourself a hit. Now it's on the radio, I hear it every hour or so. Dow, dick, dow, dick, dow, dick, dow, 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 dick, dow, dick, diddle-a-dum. Bow, 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 dow, dick, dow, 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 dick, diddle-a-dum. Today I got a telegram come blown from New York City. Said, congratulations, ma'am, you know you sure right pretty. If you could send us some of your songs, the country type, you know, then you might be a millionaire in another year or so. Hope nobody takes it wrong, but here's the message to this song. Born to lose on Wolverton Mountain, I can't stop loving you, Big Bad John.
John,
just walk on by, he keeps right on the hurting. Roses are red, my love, on and on.
And
down, 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 down,
too much of a rockin' little thing. Johnny McCrae and
Dow Dicky Dow Dow. 7.5 minutes before 4. Dow Dicky Dow Dowers.
As we wrap up and tie tight this first 15-5, Wheaties Wednesday Whale with you. I'll be right back with the sounds of our top 12 after Jackson King's news. Here's Jimmy McGriff and I Got a Woman.
Good afternoon for KFWB News. Jackson King reporting the number one story this hour in New York. Rookie Tom Fresh bangs 3-run homer in the 8th inning today, giving the New York Yankees a 5-3 win over the San Francisco Giants in the 5th game of the World Series. New York, Alpha 66 Cuban Exile Group reports commando staged surprise raid on a Russian installation on Cuba's north coast Monday night. Alpha claims those raiders inflict more than 20 casualties, dynamite military installations, and capture Russian arms. Miami, Havana radio charges that American jet fighter plane fires 9 rockets in Cuban village in eastern Oriente province. But a Navy spokesman in Washington reports no substance to the charge. Miami, James Donovan, New York attorney negotiating with Premier Castro for the release of 1,100 Cuban prisoners of war, is highly optimistic. There will be an early settlement. Washington administration officials reportedly hopeful that ransom payments for Cuban invasion prisoners will be made in food and medical supplies instead of cash. The Pentagon Army announces that 6,600 troops are removed today from the University of Mississippi area, leaving 5,700 still on duty. Military adds that at the peak of that integration crisis, there are some 23,600 men in the Oxford area. KFWB informs Sunday night, October the 14th, KFWB News will present a special program, The Mystery of James Meredith. This program will be aired from 10:30 until 10:55 p.m. It'll take the form of a discussion with the KFWB newsman Brian Kavanaugh, Cleve Herman, and Al Wyman participating. Al Wyman on the scene in Oxford, Mississippi, the week of October 1, reporting the events as they happen. Wyman, the only newsman from the Los Angeles area on the scene. And while there, selected as the pool representative for all radio, network, and independent stations to interview James Meredith. More unpublished facts will be revealed in this exclusive KFWB news special, 10:30 Sunday night. Los Angeles, two bank stickups today. Citizens National, 54th and Western, by two men and a woman. Undetermined amount of cash taken. Bank number 2, 139 West Washington Boulevard, by one white male American brandishing blue steel revolver. Escapes with about $2,000. Pasadena authorities continue to question fellow by the name of Pierce, prime suspect in rape slaying of 24-year-old Ruth Knutson and her young nephew David Beatty. Both found strangled in the woman's Duarte home Monday. San Bernardino, murder trial of Robert Mars goes to a jury of 9 women and 3 men shortly after 2 today. Mrs. Martha Mars, the wife of the defendant, in the courtroom to hear the last of closing arguments as well as instructions to the jury. Los Angeles coroner's jury rules justifiable homicide, the shotgun slaying of actor Tom Gilson by his ex-girlfriend, actress Sandra Edwards. 24-year-old Shapley Burnett jailed on suspicion of murder last Saturday after she drops Gilson, 28 years, with a blast from a 12-gauge shotgun at the Van Nuys home where she's staying. Los Angeles, Highland Park woman who pleads guilty to manslaughter arising from the death of a 4-year-old boy, sentenced to serve a year in the county jail, placed in 5 years probation. She is Mrs. Arlene Nickel, 38. Los Angeles Mayor Sam Yorty presents medals of bravery to 5 city firemen for acts performed under conditions of great personal risk and without regard for their own personal safety. That medal is one of the highest honors the city awards its firemen. Fire Chief Bill Miller presents the men to the mayor and cites the act of heroism of each. Fireman Bruce A. Froud of Gardena, Truck Company 66, who rescues a workman from a cave-in last June 4. Fireman Lawrence R. Korchak of San Pedro, assigned to Fireboat 3, and a member of a team who recovers the body of a man who falls into the water at Todd Shipbuilding Corporation despite many underwater obstacles. Fireman William E. Touchon of Eagle Rock, aide to Battalion Chief W.B. Nash, who rescues 2 men overcome by gas at the bottom of a deep excavation last May 16. Acting Captain Vaughn Glazer Jr. of Van Nuys, in charge of Engine Company 88, who attempts to rescue a youth being washed down rain-swollen L.A. River last February 8. Fireman Gil Marino of Studio City, assigned to Engine Company 78, who is lowered from a bridge to pull the same youth from the river. Another fireman, Don Coppell of Engine Company 102, who aids in the rescue, unable to attend. And now the current Channel 98 Climatological Survey, this hour with the genial one, Gene Weed. Low clouds and fog in the early morning, clearing into sunny skies by mid-morning, with some areas experiencing moderate smog. Today's high 74, the low tonight 62, the current call 67. For KFWB News, Jackson King at 3:59.
KFWB, Los Angeles.
What kind of fool am I? Who never fell in love? Seems that I'm the only one that I have been thinking of. What kind of man is this? An empty shell. Empty heart must dwell. What kind of lips are these that lied with every kiss, that whispered empty words of love, that left me alone like this. Why can't I fall in love like any other man? And maybe then I'll know what kind of fool I am.
Beautiful sounds from Sammy Davis Jr. raised the curtain on our Channel 98 Wednesday Whale with Weedy at the top 12 today. That's number 12 from 10 yesterday. What kind of fool am I? Hey, we got two after four.
Just 4 days before my favorite time of year, namely Halloween, National Vampire Night. Why they staged in Hollywood Bowl.
Darling Dracula, please let's go. We'll see the UCLA-Stanford football game, KFWB DJs, and a special Y-Day skit, Bobby V, Shelley Fabre, Dean Jones, Super Sales, and that. You have a question, Count?
Yes. Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
Tickets now available at your nearest YMCA for Y-Day, Saturday, October 27th, Hollywood Bowl.
KFWB.
That's us, Color Channel 98 KFWB with 68 Boris Koloff degrees in Los Angeles. At 2.5 minutes past the hour, we got the Big 11 yet to come, and a new re-entry is up next. Hey, be sure to see Alfred Drake and Ann Jeffries in the Civic Light Opera's bright new production of Kismet, now playing in the Philharmonic. Seats and good ones are available. Back in after falling out yesterday at number 11, the Crystals, He's a Rebel.
The way he walks down the street, that's the way he shuffles his feet. High hope is held up high when he goes walking by. He's my guy. When he holds my hand, I'm so proud, 'cause he's not just one of the crowd. My baby always the one
no, 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 no. Those crystals and Channel 98 lad with the number 11 big hit of the day called He's a Rebel. Weedy, no rebel am I, not with the official top 12. That kind of goes along with not being a rebel, but conforming to your demands. And number 10 is coming up next. Got 68 degrees in Los Angeles and about time to tell you about something else you can win.
Win a 63 Falcon. A new Ford Fairlane. A Ford Galaxy. A Thunderbird. You can win one of 1,225 prizes during your Ford Dealer's 63 giveaway contest. Just visit your Ford dealer. See America's liveliest, most carefree cars, the 63s from Ford, and enter this contest. You may win one of 5 Thunderbird Sports Roadsters, 10 Ford Galaxy 500 XLs, 10 Ford Fairlane Station Wagons, 10 Falcon Futura Convertibles, 40 color TV sets, 50 stereo consoles, 100 portable TV sets, 1,000 transistor radios. One of these prizes may be yours free. See your Ford dealer now. There's nothing to buy. This contest, limited to residents of the continental United States, Hawaii, and Alaska, is subject to local regulations in some areas.
Hey, by the way, now you're going to have to be resourceful if you intend to win in that contest. So I tell you what you do, just be that. And Bill, how about you giving us a hand on what I'm talking about with a little news about resourcefulness, huh?
You asked for the topic resourcefulness. Well, I'll tell you why, precisely. I, Bill Ballas, don't have to do this sort of thing for a living. Several years back, after the craze finally died down, I bought up all the surplus Davy Crockett caps, and I converted them into Harry bath mats.
Harry Belafonte bath mats, right? All right, Bill. Channel at Elon. I'll be challenging you again later today on the subject of automation, which should be kind of cute. At 7 minutes past the hour of four, Gene Weed reminds you, if you've been kind of lately, why don't you try something different, huh? Have a different kind of dinner tonight, Rosarita Mexican Dinner. Mexican food at its finest, rightly spiced, rightly priced, this week in your grocer's freezer. Rosarita Mexican Dinner. At Channel 98, it's game time. Hollywood 19210, name it and claim it. That's something else. It jumped aboard our big top 12 a couple of days ago and now finds itself a +2 from yesterday. 12 to 10, the Tornadoes and busting surfboards. And exactly 4:10 on the old weedy whale of a Wednesday afternoon, congratulating Ronald Socher at 1109 South Cloverdale Avenue, LA 19, because he's the partner in first to name and claim Bustin' Surfboards on Channel 98 today.
Who put the two-step into the twist? Tell me who put the two-step into the twist?
I see.
Just a one and two, that's all you do. And baby, baby, ooh, 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 who put the two-step into the twist?
Tussie.
Do the Tussie two-step. The Tussie Medicare two-step.
One, a clean-up. Two, a cover-up.
Two steps to a clear complexion.
One set for girls.
One set for boys. Each set just $2.
Two.
That KFWB Channel 98 sounds so good, I kind of wish you'd pour me some.
Now it's Pepsi, for those who think young.
And for those who think about spinach, it's Chubby Checker, that's who. Chubby and number 9, it's called Popeye's.